I wonder what Evie's fears are.
Yes, it is showtime. Mm-hmm. On deck.
My fears talking about my fears.
There you go. That's a good cop out.
Let's wrap that up.
Say, I was going to say very Sagittarius of you. Like, quick.
Oh, love her because she's easy.
I feel bamboozled,
but you know what? I love her because she's easy.
Up, but she gets a
I feel bamboozled. I feel like, you know, we didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
The fuck up.
It was a very Sagittarius response.
Yeah, that was very sad.
My fear.
My brother would be proud.
Speaking about my fears.
My brother would definitely
much.
Be very proud of that. Except I already exposed all of his internet issues.
Oh my god.
Hashtag it's okay. He's a counselor. He opens up.
There you go.
Well, Imani, I guess it's your turn.
Fuck that. No.
Hold on.
She's gone.
We're going to calm down a little bit. She's gone. Backtracking. Good. We're going right back to Evie. Eden. Please, continue.
Ugh, please help.
Ain't no help for you here.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying.
No, he meant it that way. It's fine. It's
love
fine.
Like that.
Shit. This is not fun. I thought this would be fun.
Well,
it's
not fun. It's not cool. She did this, though. So.
I did. I was thinking.
Back it up, though.
Oh, fuck.
Your house suggested this.
That's what you get for supporting your boo.
Oh, you love Ashley so much. Guess what?
The North remembers.
Guess what? Yes. Pour him another drink, quick.
Ugh. This is not purposeful. I'm not sure where to start.
Okay.
Take
it,
My first fear was that I was going to go somewhere that I could not come back from. And I used to have nightmares about that as a kid. Just vivid nightmares. Screaming, falling out of the bed. My grandmother didn't know how to help because mental health was not a thing they talked about or dealt with back in South. She just thought I was a kid. I was having falling dreams. It was like, you know, things that happen to kids, not something deeper than that. From a young age, I always knew I was not going to be in control of things because one fine Mother's Day, we were making cards for our parents. And so I put, "Happy Mother's Day, Grandma. I love you." And they're like, "Why aren't you making one for your mom?" And I didn't fully understand how they explained it to them because I didn't fully understand why I couldn't make one for my mom. And they're like, "Oh, I remember my grandma. She died." And she was like, "Grandparents don't live long." And I'm just kind of like, what do you mean grandparents don't live long? Because that's all I have. So it was like from a young age, about two or three, I've always known that I'm not going to have my grandma long, and I don't know what I'm going to do when she's gone. So it's just kind of like my entire life, even when I would go out with my other grandmother, who's more a friend of the family, my grandma Shirley, she'd be like, "Oh, let's go to the park, let's go to movies, let's do all these things. It's going to be fun," trying to give me like a childhood where I'm not cooped up in the house or not enjoying the things that I technically should because I have a grandmother that works really hard to provide for me, but she can't give me everything that I need. And I'm just like, well, we can't be out long, so I got to make sure grandma's okay. And they're like, "She's gonna be fine." I'm like, "No, I need to go home. I need to make sure she's still there." Because it's like, even at the young age, I knew if anything happened to her, I don't know what was gonna happen to me. And I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even ask to be here. So it's just like, I need my grandma. So my whole identity for 30 of my years has been, I am going to lose my grandma, and I'm not gonna know what I'm going to do or what's going to happen to me after that happens. So it's been almost like half living, because I've always been preparing and living for her death and not necessarily enjoying her being here or enjoying being here myself.
Now, if I can interject. So that fear of you losing your grandmother for 30 years, did that lead to you becoming her caretaker to try and prolong you not dealing with that fear?
It's a mix, because I can't even say I took care of her like someone who didn't want to lose someone should. If anything, I tried to like run away from it. So there's times where I'm like, I would stay out late with friends, or I would do other things. I'm like, I'm tired of always being home, worrying about her doing this other stuff. I want to do other things. But in a way, she brought me up to be so dependent on her, and me being so dependent on her, I just didn't know how not to be. So it was like a push and pull. Then on top of being a teenager, on top of that, then it's just like the normal irrational behavior and emotions of feeling things so strongly when it may not even be that intense of a thing. And it's just always been like, I don't necessarily try to blame my grandmother for bringing me up that way, because like I said, she was a single parent trying to raise the child of her child that she could not raise the way that she wanted. So it's kind of like, there's the pressure on top of me to be like, you have to be the child that makes it, because I already failed with the first one. So then there's that pressure. Not having the same achievements as my mother, not doing the same things that she did, not having the same confidence that she did. If anything, my grandma in her own way put me down for that, because she was just like, you're a Davis. I came from the South. I had nothing. I had blah, 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 and I worked hard, and I did this, and your mother, she was fiery, and she was this, and blah, 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 and why aren't you like that? Why are you quiet? Why are you withdrawn? Why are you wanting to be by yourself? And it wasn't even a matter I wanted to be by myself. It was more of like, I didn't know how to interact with people my age, because all I already knew was people older than me. I only knew aunties, I only knew grandmas, I only knew older people, because my grandmother, being who she was an older person. So she's not going to have many people that have grandchildren or great-grandchildren my age to play with me and grow up with me. On top of the fact that my grandmother and I, we were the only ones up north in New Jersey. All her family, all her connect, all her her love and connections with people was down south in North Carolina with the family who stayed together, not necessarily growing or becoming much, but at least they had each other. We were the only ones up here. So then there's the whole thing she used to teach me was, you got it, like, family is important, but family will also fail you at the same time, so you have to make family where you can. So it's kind of like, my grandma would tell me things like, oh, like, your aunt did this, or so-and-so got pregnant, or so-and-so's in jail. All these terrible things as a lesson to keep me from falling in that same trap.
You may come from a good family. That does not mean that a good family can't come from you.
There's that. But it was pretty much my grandmother inadvertently brought me up in a way where I was intolerant of things that most people would be willing to forgive because they're family. So I isolate myself from things that I do not like. Not for the fact that I can't deal with it. I don't know how to. She never gave me those skills to learn how to deal with it. She was like, avoid it. It's bad. It's not for you. So it's like, all right, one day I'm not going to have her. I'm not going to know how to deal with things. Can't deal with certain people because they're going to bring you down. Can't rely on the same people that you're supposed to love because they're family, because they'll betray you in some way, which at every time they did, even my own mother. So it's just kind of like, it's always been a matter of she wanted me to grow and be better, but she did not give me the tools to know how to do that. So then it got to the point of 2014, we found out she had cancer, but it turns out she's been hiding the fact that she had cancer for 2 years. So it was like, this was the first time it like very aggressively came and just like took her out. And they had been doing all these surgeries, doing all this other shit. And there's that one point where the doctor's like, you need to make arrangements because she's not going to be here long. And I'm just like, I don't know what to fucking do, because you got family coming in here, going through her stuff, taking care of her, And I'm just like, I don't know these people. I don't trust these people. Yes, they're my family, but it's just like no one's trying to level with me because everyone's worried about her. And they're like, oh, well, you have to consider the fact that your grandma's having a hard time, and you should be thankful for the fact that she sacrificed so much to raise you. You could have went into the system. And I'm like, you guys don't think I know that, that I didn't know that since I was like two? And it's just kind of like,
oh my fucking God.
So it's like from there, I'm like, I don't know how to deal with this. I've been begging my grandmother to make a will and do all these other things for as long as I remember the Terry Schiavo case where the whole thing, her husband wanted to be released from her and he was the one who's in charge of whether she could live or die. And I'm just like, if only she had written something to say like, keep me on if I'm viable or blah, blah, blah. She could have lived. She could have still been here today. And I'm like, Grandma, there might be a day where you can't speak and tell us what needs to happen to you. You need to write something down. I'm healthy. I'm fine. That's never going to happen. And she said that for years. And I'm always I felt like I was always the only one that like freaked out about things, about her not being her, about me not knowing what I'm going to do, about not knowing who I am going to be as a person when she's gone. Because my whole foundation, me, has been built on the fact that I am by myself and I have a grandmother and she's not going to be here long. So she ended up pulling through in 2014. I'm like, Grandma, we can't do this. You need a will. You need to do this and this and that. She was like, give me some time. I just got out of chemo. I just finished this. Let me recover. Fine. Trying to work. Gave up on going to college, even though I kept saying, I'm going to save. I'm going to do this. Bills, all this other shit. I'm like, all right, fine. I don't have to go to college. I can be something without going to college. Not the U.S. economy and shit. Just like, you need this piece of paper in order to get paid an extra $1.50. Anyway, it's like I could never find a balance that worked because I didn't want to waste my grandmother's money on putting me through college, and I didn't even know what I wanted to do or wanted to be. I remember my grandmother beforehand when she was like, baby, don't you want to like play game systems and don't you want this? I'll buy it for you. And I'm like, I don't know how to play because I don't have people to play with because I'm by myself. So I was like, don't waste your money. So it's always been, don't waste your money on me because I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I don't know what I'm going to be. And from there, fighting back and forth with her on just the fact that I want to live, like I want to do things on my own, but I don't want to like push you out of the way while trying to do that. So just constant fighting back and forth with that, fighting about her health, fighting about her diagnosis, fighting about wanting to be my own independent person but not knowing exactly what I'm going to do as an independent person. Her getting sicker than what she already was, me dealing with the fact that you don't have anything in place. If anything happens to you, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have money for this. I don't have the ability to do anything. I need help. Help me help you. And I was just like, you are literally a detriment to yourself because I can't help you. Didn't want to hear that because she's a very proud person. Very proud, Leo. She came from nothing, from tobacco fields, and decided that she wasn't going to get stuck in the South, and she was going to come up North, and she was going to make a difference. She was going to teach, and she was going to do all these things, and she was going to travel the world, and she's going to do all this shit. And then she got stuck with me.
No one got stuck with you, Evie. No one gets stuck with you.
Actually, she did. Because I remember the night my mother and my grandmother had it out. And this was shortly after they found out that my mother had been stealing my grandmother's car to go out to see people or to get her drugs or her fix or whatever the fuck she was getting. And I remember them fighting about to each other, and she was like, it was not my responsibility to raise your child. I did it because I loved her and I didn't want anything to happen to her. And she was like, you think I wanted to raise her? You think I didn't want to live my own life? And my mother screamed back at her, I want to live my own life too. I didn't want her either. And it was like, it was always on the fact that I knew that I was always an inconvenience. They loved me because you're supposed to. But it was always a matter of I was an inconvenience. So that sucked. Then pretty much trying to do chemo, trying to do dialysis and shit. It's driving me crazy. I was fucking up my back and my hip, lifting her from bed to chair and stuff, just to try and keep her with me for a bit longer. And then people not believing me, and I'm saying, she's sick, I need help, please come up north, please do something, because I can't do this by myself. My cousin Judy, oh, I'm busy, I'm working, I'm doing all these things, I can't help you. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do? Oh, I talked to her on the phone the other day, she sounded fine. I was like, not considering the fact that I was holding the phone to her face so you could talk to her until she got too tired, and I just hung up the phone because I was like, there's no point of you calling every single fucking day about a problem happening down south that she can't fix, but because she's a matriarch, y'all call. He's like, don't you guys get it that there's times where she just doesn't answer the phone because she's too tired? And it was like, just no concept of how draining it was dealing with them, dealing with her, dealing with the fact that she's too proud to tell them how sick she was, dealing with the fact that she didn't want to go down south because she said, they're going to kill me, they're going to stress me out, I'd rather die up here, I left North Carolina so I could come up north, I'm not dying down there. And I'm like, grandma, the money's starting to go at this point because she's so sick, all the medication, all the hospital bills, the price of South Orange taxes and shit going up, prices of the mortgage going up. I'm like, grandma, you can't afford this house. I don't make enough to even help you keep affording this house. Why don't we move? Let's go in an apartment. Then we don't have to pay a yard person to keep up with the aesthetic that South Orange demands, or else they're going to fine you for not cutting your fucking grass. So it's just like all this money going out for this house that has went from being her dream and want to a money pit that just made things worse and worse, to the point where I didn't know, like, do I keep working? Do I quit my job? If I quit my job, how am I going to help her pay bills? How am I going to pay my own bills? I'm going to fuck up my own credit if I quit. So it's just like, I didn't know what to do, and I didn't want to stop working because I didn't want to go home and stay and take care of her. Then trying to get a caretaker to take care of her, end up they being a drug addict and stealing from her and doing all this other shit. And that was the whole saga in of itself.
Fucking Claire.
And then it was just like, it got to a point where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And then we're fighting in the nursing home talking about, don't you even care about how I feel about how this is killing me? And she's like, I'm the one that's dying. Why can't you just do things how I want it to? And it was just like another hit in the chest, because when the nurse came in to ask how everything was, she asked Grandma Shirley and the other people in the room how they were. Never me. Which has always been the thing of, I'm the one in the thick of it. I'm the one in the midst of it. I'm the one dealing with this constantly. But no one cares how I feel. So then I'm at the hospital and they're like, look, anything you do from this point on is only going to prolong her life. She's suffering. It's not a damn thing else you can do right now. And then all I remember was the fact that she said, if I'm going to die, I want to die in my house. I do not want to die in this hospital. Bring her home. I bring her home and stare at her and hope that she dies within 2 days, because I didn't want to go to work. And they get called to come home to see that she died. Fucking sucked. Because my grandmother, being the person that she was stubborn. And stayed for 3 days instead of 2. Ended up coming home early because the nurse said, like, you need to come back. I don't think she's going to make it through the rest of the day. Try to go to the bank to try and take out money. To try and be like, let's just keep pulling money from the account, so if anything happens, then you can at least use that, some of that money to take care of something. Couldn't take money out of the account because there was some type of fraud or something where I couldn't even do that. So it's just like every time I tried to protect myself, protect her, protect something, I couldn't do it. And I came home and I went straight upstairs because I was so frustrated and I'm crying. And then at one point, nurse is knocking on the door, grandma's knocking on the door. She's like, she's not breathing. She passed. And I'm just like, I literally sat here and watched you starve to death for like 3 days. And I'm like, and you left me in this mess that I've been begging you for years. Don't leave me like this, because I don't know what I'm going to do. So now she's gone. Now everyone's calling saying, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you just forge her signature and do that? That left you in such a mess. And I'm like, I have nothing but my name and my word. If I forged her signature, if I forced her into a nursing home, no one, not even her, not even my family would have forgiven me. So I did what she wanted. And I'm still being told like, oh, you should have done this or blah, blah, blah. And none of my family put up money to help me for the funeral.
None of those motherfuckers think shit.
I had to ask strangers on GoFundMe through my town to give me money to try and bury her with some dignity.
And they did it. And she got more help from strangers. I'm sorry to interrupt you, babe. She got more help from strangers than her own fucking family.
Yeah.
I don't.
And they loved my grandmother.
Dumbass aunt. My aunt is a fucking moron, bro.
There's just so much, but it's just like my fear since I was a child, I am living, and it's absolutely just like terrifying. It fucking sucks because my grandmother never gave me the ability to fail. She's always talking about how great I was gonna be and how great your mother was and how great she was and what she did and what she overcame. She was like, so you can't fail. You won't fail because this is going to happen. If you fail, you might be homeless. If you fail, you wasted money. If you fail, all this shit happens. So now it's like this bit of money that I did get, I'm trying to like buy a house because in our day and age, it's stupid to rent. And it's like, okay, I'm going to try and buy property. And no one gives you a guidebook on how to buy a property or how to pick the right realtor or how to pick all these other things that are really fucking important. No one gives you guidelines on if you're lower income, what are your actual options? Can you actually do this? Is it better to go in for this than versus that? And it's just like, I'm trying to make sure I don't end up homeless. I'm trying to make sure I don't fail. I'm trying to make sure I do something and I can't do it. So it's just like, what is my fear? I'm currently living it. Everything sucks. Everything fucking sucks right now. So it's not one localized thing. It's just everything.
It does suck.
And it really fucking sucks. So yeah. My fear is talking about my fears because there's a lot of them.
No. I can't do much for you. I don't know how much you have. I'm not gonna talk to you about how much you have, especially right now. What I do want to talk about, though, is if your mom was so great, why would she leave you the way that she did?
Because drugs are stronger than love.
I know. I know.
And I remember all too fondly the last time I saw my mother alive. She promised we would go pick out a dress for me for my prom.
She didn't make it, did she?
No. She died 3 days later. Sepsis. Sepsis and AIDS.
I'm sorry.
And I remember just before anyone ever dies, they always make a promise to like try to make me feel better. Because they knew it was going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt them.
She did it because she did it for herself. She did it to comfort herself because she probably knew she wasn't going to be alive much longer than what she said she would be.
But she wanted to. That was the only saving grace because she tried so hard to get better, but she had gone so long on the streets and sick for so long that she didn't last long. And that was pretty much my grandma just trying to keep going in spite of everything.
Well,
and now I have all these lessons of shit, and I'm currently dealing with a house that is in foreclosure with a ticking timeline of when I have to get out, but no exact timeline of when I have to get out. So it's just been an absolute fun ride.
I recommend you get out as soon as possible, regardless of anything. I know you want to buy. You can't right now.
That's what it seems like.
If you buy, it will be impulsive and it will be a money pit. I'm telling you that now. Mm. I'm sorry about your mom. I really am.
Everyone knows.
Angry for you because she couldn't be there for you the way she should have been. And your grandma tried really fucking hard to be the pillar that she should have been, but she wasn't able to be that for you. She just wasn't. What I can tell you every time I go into my own kitchen and I pick up a knife or I pick up a spatula or I open my microwave or I look even into the direction of my kitchen, I always think of you. The fact that you saw me in my struggle, in my insurmountable hill that I was struggling to get up on top of. It was made of sand, like clawing and clawing and clawing and clawing. But you stood on the sideline and saw me digging my hands into this fucking sandhill, and you helped me climb it. And you used the things that your grandma gave you to help me climb the fucking hill that I was fucking climbing. If you think that is nothing, I can absolutely continue. I have your grandma's candle holders right there. They're the favorite piece. My mom tried to take them. Now my mom's total dick. She tried to take them. She's not allowed. I have two plants from your house that are blooming and growing tremendously. I have the foundation of my house, my household, I should say, that's growing because you gave me the fundamentals. You saw me at my lowest. And you gave me food and comfort and love when none of my family did. Do you know how much my father helped me move? My dad knew what I was going through. And my stepmom, and my stepmother, and my stepsister. They ignored me. They knew what I was going through. They fucking ignored me. You did, Evie. You made me feel like I wasn't fucking crazy. That I wasn't alone. I know you feel alone. I'm never going to discredit that. I can only imagine what you went through. I'm not in your shoes. But you gave me a fucking running start at my new life.
I gave you what I couldn't have.
You did. Every fucking day I go into my kitchen, I think of you. I don't know if you feel it or anything. It doesn't matter. Because every time I go in there, I think of you. Every time I look at the fucking stand, I think of you. I can't help it. It's just, that's you. I just see it. I'm like, oh, that's... I like it. I know I'm not alone. I know I can pick up my phone and be like, hi. Help.
Definitely.
I mean, I know that they didn't give that to you, but you're more than capable of giving it elsewhere. You may not have come from the family that you deserve, but I know that you're more than capable of creating a family that deserves you. Despite everything, God, I almost hate all of them because I know how good you are and how good you've treated me.
Especially her dumb ass on.
Through it all, you're a great person. And I'd like to celebrate that.
She's amazing.
Cheers, you fucking knaves. To a great person. Evie.
That's my Evie. And if anyone denies that...
My first.
Alright. You got two Ashleys. I only come second.
Ashes and ashes.
Ashes to ashes, yes.
Oh my God.
Can I tell you how dumb her fucking aunt is,
oh
bro?
Oh my God.
Bro, this is a
I have several.
Not to this extent. Not to this extent. I always knew the situation was tough. Just because how could it fucking not be? Right?
It's dumb, bro.
As simple as that. But I don't know.
I'm in second nuts, bro.
She's literally stuck up.
She said her kids. Said her kids up here, grown ass people. Not no 17, 18. No, these are grown ass. Probably in their 30s.
Their right? 40s and
50s. 40s. She sent them up here to stay up here. They've been calling her, texting her for like what, a day, 2 days straight, some shit like that.
Yeah.
This bitch was texting the wrong number the whole time.
And she had my number.
The aunt called somebody, oh, you ignoring my kids. You doing this. You doing that. Didn't even confirm that they had a place to stay when they come up in the first place. Just sent them up. After all that, the daughter talking about, oh, was this your number? We see the text. And I was like, yeah, I was calling and texting the wrong number the whole time.
Okay, so I'm going to stop
and
you right now.
Bad mouth me to the rest of the family.
I
on
understand
top of all
the bad mouth. I understand that. Okay, great, fantastic, absolutely not. Can you like not talk to them?
Oh, I haven't talked to them since.
Is it necessary to actually keep an open line of fucking communication with these people? Because I do not find this to be a necessary situation. You're not going to speak with them, I hope. I understand the heartbreak, but listen, there are a lot. I don't talk to a lot of family. A lot of family. I've got a lot of family all over the fucking world. I don't talk to a majority of them because they're fucking pieces of shit that are of no value to me. You need to understand there's no value in them. They have no worth. You toss them aside. What do you do? What do you do with the paper bag? Throw the fucking paper bag out. What do you do with dirt at the bottom of your shoes? Shake your boots outside. Shake them outside. easy. It's easy. Mm-hmm. It's easy when they don't care. Mm-hmm. Because then you learn to not care. You cannot care about those people. They are shit at the bottom of your shoe. They're obsolete. And you're going to show them that they're obsolete by making them so. You make them so by showing them that they have no purpose in your life. Once they have no purpose in your life, they are inactive.
Sorry, she drove me crazy.
Make her inactive. Make her inactive. Please. I can't even begin to tell you. My mother and my aunt, they both have a brother who is physically and verbally abusive. About 8 years ago, beat me while I was defending his wife against him. He got drunk and was high on coke. Started to attack his wife, my Aunt Amelia. I punched him out. He then came after me, then said that I assaulted him. After he beat the shit out of me and her, broke her fingers, broke all of her hands, all of these little tiny, petite Italian woman, mm-hmm. tiny little fucking thing. The men in my family are massive. You've seen Michael. Massive, muscular, tall, all of that. Broke her. Nothing came after me. While I was trying to defend her, I went over there to cut their hair. Just paying a visit. On a family night. Mm-hmm. Pathetic. After that, I've never spoken to him again. He threatened to sue me. He threatened to send the cop. Come here. Come talk to me. Please. I want to talk to them. I want you to talk to those people. Please. Let them try to talk to you. Mm-hmm. Correct them. Mm-hmm. Make it right. Don't put up with their bullshit. There's no reason to. Mm-hmm. Awful people. I'm sorry you deal with them. They're using you as a way to go on vacation. To get into New York City.
To Times Square.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Oh, please let me lead that tour. Please let me lead that tour.
You should lead them
to I'm taking them to the Bronx, bro.
I fucking knew it.
I'm taking them all the way to Huntsville and be like, I'll catch y'all later.
Oh,
I'm just going to go to the store for a wrap real quick. Next to you know my ass in Brooklyn. Like,
easy.
Hey, yo, what happened to your aunt?
Goodbye.
That shit crazy. She was on the train and then she wasn't. I don't know what
happened. You will meet him at the next noodle shop with some sushi. And it's going to be great. Because they're not going to be there.
We've been calling you. You sure you called the right number?
Hell.
Check your phone again.
Please. Just throw your fucking prepaid phone in the trash.
Like, they sound so dumb.
Help you with that.
You don't even have to take New York. You just take them to Freeland Heights and say, well, here's New York City, and just leave them there.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Freeland Heights.
Yeah, you just leave them there.
Nah, they smart enough to know that they ain't get on the train yet. So I'm like, all right, this ain't going to work.
I got you, though. I got you, bro.
It says the Bronx. Nah, we go to Times Square. Trust me. You be all right, bro. You'll be alright. I'll be right back. And I'm in Jersey. What's up?
What happened?
I don't know, bro. They was with me and then they wasn't.
You gotta leave my ass end of the Bronx. Like, you know. Now you know where she could say, hey, you wanna see where Jay-Z used to grow up?
Please.
Leave them there.
Mercy Projects in Brooklyn?
Yep.
Nah, you can't do that. Not with Marcy, because that shit ain't Marcy no more.
No, it's not. Damn, right, remember, it's Brooklyn. Oh. That's the most unaffordable housing market in the U.S.
I don't know. I know we on her.
New Brooklyn.
But I was sitting there watching it go down. Because I remember we was in her room, and I just keep seeing the phone go off. I'm like, what's up? You know what I mean? And at first, I'm like, I'm only being funny. I ain't really think this, but I'm like, she cheating on me? You know what I mean? What's up with this? But then I look at her face, and she's just getting upset with every ring. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Oh, it's my aunt and all this and this and that. And then she told me, oh, she sent the kids. And I'm like, the kids? Oh, we should find them. I'm thinking like they some 17, maybe 20.
Let's go find the children.
Right. Let's go find the little urchins.
It's just like, oh no, they're like 40. I'm like, oh, what?
They have children of their own.
So you want me to be out here looking for Mr. and Mrs. Rogers out in the streets? What you talking about? Oh, and then she showed me, I seen the text firsthand. Oh, I had your number the whole time. It was saved on my phone.
I showed it to her mother, my cousin who texted me that, and she, her aunt, my aunt, her mother, belligerent, was like, no, because we sent you messages and you never responded. I have screenshots too. And I'm like,
of the wrong number. Stupid.
But
it's the wrong number, stupid. Like, what the fuck? And I know you talk about how I always get mad, like I'm still in the moment. Because it was a fucking stupid moment. It was dumb, bruh. She sent the screen where her daughter said, we were calling and texting the wrong number. And she's like, no, that's impossible. It's from your own daughter, stupid. Like,
I'm done.
Yeah.
Like,
that's just a small chunk, because if I go into more, it gets wild. The whole
damn family to get lost.
And it's just like, this family...
I think that could be arranged.
Look at the thing I'm showing it.
How?
Everyone, look at them.
It's like, for my family, for the ones who are in the thick of North Carolina... They mean well. My let me not say none of my family gave me money. My cousin Vada and her wife gave money.
Yeah.
My cousin Judy gave money. But that's after she suggested, well, why can't you use the money? Don't you have money to pay for this? No, because her account is locked. Don't you have money for that? No, I don't. Well, I don't have much money to give you, but maybe I can give you money in the next week or so. I need to have this deposit within the next 3 days or else they won't bury her. And it was just like, it was just like, I have the biggest gripe, and I know it's going to take years of therapy, against my cousin Judy, because she was the one that my family looked up to, second to my grandmother. So they were going off of her word that my grandmother wasn't as sick as what I was saying, because she didn't understand how sick my grandmother was. And she was just like, well, can't, after my grandma died, it's like, oh my God, it was so sudden. And I'm looking at all these DTDs like, nothing. Nothing was sudden about my grandmother's death. It was a very miserable and painful last time that she went. And it was just like, after the fact, she was like, well, I'm always going to be here because we're family and blah, blah, blah. And I completely believe it and know that she means well, but I'm still in just such a hurt place of like, I resent you so much. Excuse me, for everything. Because I tried and I begged. And I'm just like, they're like, every time I would say something, oh, it's not as serious as you think, or, oh, well, because you're in the thick of it, it seems so much more urgent versus what it actually is. And there's like all these justifications, and I'm just like, I'm done. My grandmother tries so hard to bridge the gap because she knew she inadvertently created the gap between me and my family. And I'm like, I do not hate my father for not being there, but I feel absolutely nothing towards him. I was like, thanks for shooting me in here. Didn't ask for it, but hey, I'm gonna make something of it. Have a happy life with you and your family that you've created. to my family, I wish them no harm. Nothing. I just want absolutely nothing to do with them. And it's just like, my actual second fear is being alone. Because my whole, alright, well, I don't need that. Let's move and get something better.
You're never alone.
That's always has been come live my fear. Here
because, first off, I love you. Second off, I love you. Third off, just come live with me. Because, yeah. That's it.
It's just like, I have a very low tolerance of what I can handle. So it's just kind of like, when it gets too much, I'm like, I don't know what to do, so I'm done. I just go away. And I need to work on that too. But that is my family. There's some that actually mean well, have done well, have shown up when they were supposed to.
Sure.
And then there's some who very grossly have not. And are probably cursing my name, saying, she could have lived longer if she had done blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, who knows?
You also could have sucked my dick.
And swallowed slime.
Let's not even get in the topic of Glenn this moment.
So.
Is it not Glenn Mike? Whatever the fuck his name is. He's just outright stupid.
There's a whole separate story with Claire and Mike and several other people. Like, this whole Let Me Be Your Fierce thing.
That's it. It's
Claire. I feel like I need to
I think my part is only because done. We are very done.
Just want to add one thing.
No.
This bitch Claire left the condom in the kitchen for months, and I was too scared to touch it. Even the dog got up like, wait, what?
I got
Beals got up. Beals got up like, wait, enough. I don't want to hear about this no more. Stop telling this shit. Shut up,
Ash.
I was with y'all.
We have no context for Claire.
I'm sorry. No, I got all the context I need.
It wasn't open
out the wrapper, but that shit was just there for like 2 months after my I moved son. In I couldn't touch that bitch because I didn't know where it been, bro.
My son is like that.
Yeah, but even bees was
none
like
of
nah,
y'all
bro.
You literally gave them no context for Claire.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Claire is a crackhead.
A Filipino crackhead.
She's a Filipino crackhead.
Hi.
Who was sent there to help her dying grandmother help with things.
And she did in the beginning because she was still clean. But the stress of trying to care for my grandmother like me broke her in 2 weeks versus the several years that I had been doing it.
Yeah.
She literally was clean. I think she was clean for 6 months. Came to take care of my grandmother. Went back on drugs heavy after 2 weeks.
And had many visitors.
That's not including the fact that she stole $500 from my grandmother. On top of that,
with a change.
In change. I knew the fact that we said Filipino crack that was gonna kill James.
Can we look at my dog?
He's so upset.
It's the wet grapes.
That man in the corner.
Why did you tell him?
Huh? Why did you tell my son that?
Oh,
that
y'all,
was it.
Y'all
that
need
was
to
it.
Know.
Filipino crackhead who left the condom.
I was saying, is this the person who killed Versace?
She probably is. That bitch was involved.
Is that
first of all, you get a hug.
Was her brother the one that killed Versace?
Crushed and busted condom. That shit probably had every disease known to man. Crackhead nurse bitch.
Oh my god.
What was the name of the book?
She killed Versace.
Oh, was it cancer and crackheads?
Don't die in the state of New Jersey
without a will. That's my book. If I ever get a chance to write it, that's
you're just not supposed to die in the state of New Jersey. It's just not supposed to happen.
Yeah. People don't really die here.
I think we're very done with this episode.
I'm trying to like.
I think
what
Imani gets out of here.
Like, so she left a whole condom.
She left several around the house. To be completely honest.
Yep. And guess who found them all?
We did.
Like Pokemon.
Yep.
Gotta catch them all, like Claire has every BB.
Nah. Not even like Pokemon. Blue Screws. When you see the corner of the Trojan rip, that's the little paw print.
This is more like Operation.
Where's the condom? Oh, this get some crack.
A little more like
some crack. I found some cocaine.
Thank you, Lemon Your Fears audience.
On that note,
we're gonna peace out.
We even used to have the couch.
The couch
that would talk to you and shit.
Maybe an STD collection
to this. He had to talk to mailbox, aka the Russian bitch ass mailwoman, who went to rude as shit and just throwing mail at you and shit. That house is Blue's Clues, man.
It's haunted. My house on top of all of that is haunted. And has been haunted since I moved in.
I think that's something we gotta take care of.
I feel like it's Face from Nick Jr.
We gotta take care of.
That's Face from Nick Jr.
Smell Chase.
Oh, that part of that bitch Dorman. How many pot lids can I flip?
One. And that's all I need. That's all I needed.
All I know is that regular Rudy attached to me, breathing. Heavily.
We're done.
Hey, bro, that whole house is Nick Jr.
Regular size.
That whole house is Nick Jr.
No, that whole house is a house of horrors.
That shit is Nick Jr.
A house of horrors.
My core hurts.
It's a Halloween episode of Nick Jr.
It's Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
In that house.
Are You Afraid of the Bork?
The Bork.
No, Samuel Horror.
Oh, yeah. Are You Afraid of That's Perfect? Y'all remember the little boy who lost his sweater? All he would do is haunt the grown people like, I'm cold. That's our cat. she just cried for everything else.
I'm done. Can we be done, please? This is beyond.
No, I'm done.
This is beyond me. Mm-hmm. It's above me now.
This is like
an evil
horror. Full of crackheads and Russian men.
You're going to be the shellless Franklin.
Oh, God.
And family members. Jesus Christ.
He's literally Franklin.
Jesus Christ. Where's eugenics when you need it? Jesus.
I'm good.
Eugenics works.
I'm very good.
Hey, man.
You got Donald Trump.
I'm just saying, maybe Hitler had the right idea.
That's wild.
With eugenics. Whoa. Okay? You gotta kill the stupid people.
Why are you trying to, like, justify his sensibilities?
I don't know.
I think that you might be a little off doing that. You might have been wrong in not just one category.
Can we save our ovens for pizza? Pizza and chicken. Let's leave the Jews out of this, please. Just do that.
I'm just saying, stupid.
And
people.
With that, friends, that has been our latest episode.
I'm just saying, stupid people who need to live.
We're going back to Wednesday, so you'll be asleep.
Huh? Oh, that's crazy.
See, you were really awake for this episode. Aren't you glad?
I am, but she don't seem so happy.
Yeah.
I'm a willing participant. Now it's a problem. Don't blame me. Bring your dumb ass on it. That's stupid, bro. How your daughter gonna send the evidence and you're gonna be like, nah, it's not true. The criminal showed you the evidence, you stupid bitch. What's wrong with you? Bro, I can go on for hours about this.
No,
shit.
I'm fully with that. Supreme on this one. I hate stupid people. And your aunt is like the dumbest person, second of
you hate stupid people, but you're friends with me.
You're not stupid.
First of all,
Oh, God. Here
first
we
of all, you ain't stupid. Yes, you ain't calling nobody and be like, didn't you get my text?
Yeah.
Didn't I say nothing yet?
Like, a jaw out to here. Yeah. No, I'm just, you know.
Alright, I'm just saying.
Just like being an asshole.
How does someone that stupid live for so long? Like,
because stupid breeds.
I like to ask.
And she ain't in shape either. She ain't in shape either.
Man,
Snorlaxing it over there, man.
How big is she?
Bro, she'll put Snorlax to shame.
He said Snorlax. Monumental, she must have been.
So she's short and fat, right? Fat and stupid.
Snorlax isn't short. Snorlax blocked an entire passage.
Yeah.
In Pokemon. What game
she
did
you
fucking play?
I don't play the Pokemon.
Get the goddamn fucking flute.
All she did.
Wake up that goddamn
Snorlax. You wanna know what she blocked? She blocked intelligence. That's what she blocked. Like a fucking linebacker. Like, you're not getting past me, bro.
Help.
It's stupid all day, every day.
Bring this
day.
In, please. Be the voice of reason, help.
No, oh, no, he's gone.
No, he's gone.
It matters.
He hates stupid people, too.
We're done.
Yeah,
bro, I got hours in me.
She's really that stupid? I cannot believe. How does...
There's no exaggeration.
There's
Mm-hmm. Well, God protects
and
fools.
And the thing is, she's considered bright among some.
Really? Really? Wow. That right. threshold is really low then.
Yeah. It's like the prettiest woman in the village is the cousin that you fucked. That's her. That's the equivalent.
Damn. Of that. Damn, you went to inbreeding, my nigga.
Can you hear me, my back?
She's gorgeous. She's everything. I gave birth to her 21 years ago. And now she's having my daughter. That shit.
How did now she's having my son laugh?
That bitch is dumb, bro.
You she's gave beautiful. Birth to her. She's having and my now she's having life. Your son.
That's the equivalent of your aunt, bro.
Listen, I don't know what Supreme told you, but from what he told me during when you were in the thick of it, like during that shit, your family is stupid.
Incubation. During incubation.
You know what it is.
What is your problem? Oxygen?
You know what it is too? Throughout all of this, I had to bite my tongue. Mm. I had to bite my tongue through a lot because I had a lot to say.
Yeah,
especially when her cousin came and she was like, she's not that bad. I just talked to her. I went to the hospital. Grandmother looked at me like, you know, I'm just dying.
Yeah,
bitch, what old dying woman was you looking at?
Yeah,
did you see vitality in her? Cause I saw the Grim Reaper like, it was good, nigga. Yeah, I'm not taking her with me.
I'm done.
What's up? I'm just staring at this nigga like, so you came for my mom, you gonna take her too? Like, hell yeah, nigga, that's what I do. That's my job.
Literally, I came here for her.
Death game, nigga. Death game was good. Like, you feel me? So I'm just here, I'm hearing all this shit, and I'm like, yo, what grandmother are you talking about? You know that meme with the trigonometry going on? She's just like, and I was like, it can't be her.
I'm gonna say this. Me and Supreme were talking about a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know how much you know, even. We're talking about a lot of shit.
I don't know much at all.
But when Supreme told me the shit that your family did, I'm like, no one can be this stupid. Like, no, how does someone this stupid live for so long?
I don't know, man.
I'm trying like to figure this out in my head, and I'm not even in the situation.
I'm just like, all right, bro. I had a lot to say that I had to shut up about. All right,
so Evie has a fucked up family. She's a really fucked up family. She has a family that's so fucked up, it's monumental.
Monumental? Monumental ain't the word. Jack Horseman levels are fucked up. Like, fucked. Jesus
Christ. Nah, it's Patrick from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Finally grasp it. Jesus, tap dancing Christ. I think we're done for the night.
We're extremely
I think we're done.
I don't even think we got to Imani.
I don't think we got to Imani. I don't think we needed to at this point. Your family's stupid.
you ain't getting. You
want to hear him.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much. Yeah. Am I gonna edit this shit? Is this gonna be an episode? I'm really thinking about this now.
You could do it in two parts.
No, I already thought about that. I'm like, do I have an episode that I wanna air?
All I'm saying is, you want an extra special segment episode? I got you. I got you, bro. I got you
on it, nigga. We doing it.
Because she could talk about her experience and what she went through. Not hear from the guy who would just have to shut up and be like, you're a dumb bitch. You're a dumb nigga. Get the fuck away from
see,
me.
See, Delilah.
I hate you. You old. I hope you go
see,
next.
See, Delilah went through some shit with her sister acting all Brody because she's mad that she couldn't see her man during Christmas. So she wrecked Christmas for everyone somehow. And I have to bite my tongue. Me being in New Jersey, not trying to say shit about a dumbass sister that looks like Bobby Moynihan from Saturday Night Live, alright, in a fucking wig.
Please.
Alright, silly bitch. Oh, I can't see my man. I'm gonna ruin Christmas for everybody. Like, wow.
She was a lesbian.
No, she has two sisters.
Oh,
Lee.
Jesus.
I'm pretty sure homeboy has some stories too. And I'm like,
that one has a lot.
I feel like the men.
The men have some stories about their girlfriend's family because we want to punch some bitches in the face because they want to say some reckless shit.
Like, that's an episode.
All right. Amadi, I don't know about you. You got some stories.
We love y'all.
Mm-mm.
But your associates?
Oh, they're the dumbest motherfuckers on this earth. I swear to God.
Well, clearly you saw.
Yeah. My use of the N-word.
I can't. No, I can't hit a woman. I know people that can.
No, I don't.
Amadi, do you want to lead us out, please? Can you just do the intro for us, please? Do as a favor to me, sir.
I barely have a voice as it is. You gotta close us out.
Okay, someone sane has to close us out. Someone is not mad.
Well, I'm not mad. I'm just ready.
Okay, I need someone to close us out because I can't do this shit because I'm still on the Filipino crackhead that I could have gotten a blowjob for a quarter.
You probably could have.
Oh my God, wow. I'm disgusted.
That's the sad part. If you could have.
For just this episode, since it was also so very heavy, let's just keep it simple. It's been a great night.
Yes.
Thank you for all for listening.
Yes,
thank
you for listening. Sucks.
Thank you for listening to our fears. It is not easy.
And we hope that you will lend us yours.
In the future.
So you know what? How about this? How about you send us an email?
Send us your fears.
Send us your fears, okay?
And we'll talk about them.
Our email address is going to be in the episode description below.
Because,
okay? And if you have any comments about Ivatni's family, please send those, okay?
They're
all morons.
Is this where I put my GoFundMe link to help me live my life?
I mean, yes, please do. Just help me save my dumbass family. All right. Because they're full of clogs.
I'm done.
Okay. If this was a mice and man, I would have shot that nigga in the field looking at the rabbits.
All right. So thank you all for listening. You have a good night. Mm-hmm. This has been our podcast.
God damn.
Peace out, folks.
God damn. Yeah. Someone should drown these niggas in the ocean.
I feel like we could do an
episode. Make the waters worse.
No.
You'd ruin the ocean.
You literally could have an episode.